The Braves trying to win for the fifth time in six games, taking on the Giants over an hour rain delay at the start of this one. Eventually, they get going. We pick it up in the second with the Braves leading a 2-0. Buster Posey facing Jaime Garcia.
He takes a shot toward right. Marquez over near the corner. That ball is slicing to the pole. And that is a fair ball, and it's a home run for Buster Posey. Atlanta's got runners first and second, down a run.
Breaking ball line to left field. Tracking it is Slater. He can't get it. It's Marquez scoring. Matt Adams with another RBI. That's two for tonight. Lane Adams is coming off the bench. He is going to pinch hit.
Swing and a drive. Deep left field. Lane Adams has homer.
His first big league homer. Holy smokes.
The bases are loaded with one man out. Tomlinson coming up.
Little chopper. Safe at first, safe at second, and a run is in. Santana played that as poorly as you could possibly play it.
Ground ball to the right side. Santana over, up, throws. Got him! Braves win.
The Braves have now won 5 of 6 as they hang on to beat the Giants 12-11. Nick Markakis, 4 hits, 3 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. Matt Adams with a home run. He finishes with 2 hits, 2 RBIs, and scores twice. The Giants have now dropped 9 of their last 10. The Braves survive against the Giants. Manager Brian Snitker spoke after.
I said, you talk about a roller coaster of emotions. I mean, yeah, it's crazy. It's baseball. I mean, it just happens. You don't know why. I mean, it's, you know, teams aren't going to lay down. I mean, we come roaring back. They come roaring back. I mean, you know, I thought JJ did a great job in that inning, just kind of staying focused and in control, and you know, a couple of mishit base hits, and then we screw up a ground ball, and you know, put a lot of, and you know, a lot of pressure on him. Yeah. And you know, the guys hung in there, and had the big inning, which was great. I mean, it's a good win.
You guys have put up 120 runs in 21 games in June. Is this what you expected from this offense, or do you think that's even maintainable?
It's probably not. I don't know. I didn't know what to expect. I mean, that's good. That's a nice little run. They're swinging the bats good, and you know, we'll take it.
As that as the early innings unfolded, you kind of had a feeling, you don't expect an 8-run inning, but your guys were going to break through against Kane there.
I thought so. I mean, you know, we had a lot of game left, and you know, Jaime just, you know, wasn't on today. It just, the ball wasn't sinking, and it was kind of getting the ball up, and, you know, it happens. He's been pitching really, really good, and but, you know, we came back and scored, and, you know, in the middle of the game, 2 or 3 runs down, I like our chances with those, you know, those many many innings left to try and come back. So you just hope somebody comes in and gives us a chance, and they did.
You got so much. You got 4 hits from Marquez and a homer. You got home runs from both Adams tonight.
Right, yeah. No, so big much. Pinch hit, I mean, with Lane. I mean, that was great. And, you know, obviously in a game like that, we needed them all.
Kemp Phillips had to leave the game.
Yeah, they're just more precautionary than anything. They felt a little grab, and it's good. I'm glad they, you know, came to me and told me that, because they're all both of them guys tested out pretty good. You know, it'll be day to day, and we'll see when they get in here tomorrow where they're at. But I think it's probably something that both of them could probably play. They tested out good afterwards, but you know, them guys have been around and they know not to push things, and so it's that's good. I'd rather them do that than try and go out there and blow and miss 2 months.
With Kemp, it was kind of like it was in Pittsburgh. He was going up there with that at bat. You knew it was his last.
Yeah, I just was going to run for him, and or if he hit, it was going to be it for him. He just, you know, because he'll tell me. I mean, he's been through that, and he gets it and knows it, and I'm glad he does. I want to know that, because we can't afford to lose him for an extended period.
Both of them, those are the things they've had this year earlier.
I'm
right?
Sorry?
Each of those guys have had that this year, right?
Well, yeah, I don't even know which one for Matt. I mean, and then Brandon did something that he kind of felt it on a swing, and, you know, he went first to third really good, but he felt it, so I'm glad he. And I kind of saw it in the at-bat. That's why I was, when the pitching change, was trying to get Wash's attention to ask him how it was. And, you know, he probably could have played, kept going, but just wanted to make sure.
Is Santana was trying to turn a double play there, man?
I don't know what he's doing. I mean, quite honestly, I mean, it is just waited too long. If you want to, you know, stop the runner, get the out, and then get in a rundown, he just waited too long.
Lane Adams with his first career home run. He talked to the media after the game.
It was great. It was a more special night. My mom drove up from Oklahoma and brought my two nieces, so they were there, and it's their first game in Washington this year. So that made the moment a little more special for me, having them here.
Just talk about the way you guys were able to put that big inning together, and you know, kind of everybody top to bottom was able to contribute there.
Yeah, I mean, I say hitting is contagious, and you know, I believe it is. You know, once one guy, a couple guys get going, the rest just kind of just, you know, everyone falls in line, and that's what it takes. And you know, I mean, you wish you could have those innings every inning, but that's not baseball. But yeah, it was a great inning.
You didn't leave any doubts on that one. You got a hold of that one. You probably knew it was going, right?
Yeah, I hit it pretty well. I kind of knew when I hit it. So yeah, so it was a kind of big relief to put the barrel on the ball.
Did it kind of play out exactly the way you dreamed forever?
I don't know. I mean, looking back at it, it's probably better than I ever thought. So I mean, I imagine it'd be a great feeling, but you know, once it happens, it's even better than you'd imagine.
You think about, you know, how many different places you've played since 2009, the path you've traveled. This has got to be feel good to be able to take advantage of this opportunity you have here now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a grind getting up here. They say, you know, staying here is the hardest part, and you know, that's 100% true. Just taking it day by day and trying to make the most of the opportunity the Braves have given me.
What's your mom's name?
My mom's name is Shelley.
L-L-Y?
L-L-E-Y.
Have you seen him yet?
Yeah, I went and had lunch with them today. They got in this afternoon. I kind of went and had lunch with them and surprised the nieces. So it was good to see them before the game. So it's been a while.
Her first game here or just the nieces?
Just the nieces. It's actually her first game here. She went up to New York when I called up this year. So, but it was their first game this year. So it was, all in all, it was a pretty good evening.
They drove in from Oklahoma? Or?
Yeah, they drove in. Yeah, they drove up yesterday and got in this afternoon.
Up next, the Braves begin a series at home against the Brewers on Friday.